Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we begin a brand new week with one another, I want to lift out of the Bible one verse from the Psalms, which we will use to center ourselves in the wonder-working power of God. Give ear to Psalm chapter 19, verse 1. This is Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands. Oh yes, consider the heavens. Go outside and look up in awe and wonder. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their great and unending expanse declares brightly and bountifully the work of God's hands. We do not worship the sun, the moon, the planets, and the stars. We worship the God who made the sun, the moon, the planets, and the stars. Our most glorious God, He is very worthy of our worship, our praise, and our love. Observe what the Lord made in Genesis chapters 1 and 2, and give Him your adoration as the one who created the universe. I believe in one universe. I reject the multiverse. And give Him your adoration as the one who created this earth on which our feet are now tethered. I hope you will exalt the Lord, not just at church on Sunday, but all the days of your life. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands. I am mindful of the words of the psalmist as we return to talk about stars. On Friday, I directed our attention to the discipline of astronomy, not astrology, but astronomy. Astronomy is this, the scientific study of the universe and of objects that exist naturally in space, such as the moon, the sun, planets, and stars. Our focus has been the stars because in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 5, we read this. The Lord took Abram outside and said, "Now look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them." And God said to Abram, "So shall your descendants be." And the main point of this exercise was to prove to Abram that as it is impossible to count the stars, because there are so many, likewise it will be impossible to count Abram's descendants, because there will be so many. The Lord is giving Abram a visual. A lot of people are visual learners. That is, seeing is believing. A picture is worth a thousand words to them. Well, here in this opening vision the Lord gives Abram, they are outside at night. The sky is pitch black, and the stars are shining as bright lights in that majestic sky. Abram looks up, but he cannot grasp how many stars are staring back at him, because they number in the multitudes of multitudes. Now this verse, Genesis 15, verse 5, presents a problem for some people. I want to address the problem this week, but in order to do so, I have to lay down a few of my convictions related to the creation. I must lay a foundation and then build on it. And this will take some time. So it is important you be with us for the next week, at least. In order to describe this problem, I first have to present to you how old I think the earth is. How old is this earth? Good question. And the answer is rife with controversy. My answer will be controversial to some. I believe this earth on which we live is a little more than 6,000 years old. Yes, I said 6,000. 6,000. Not 60,000. Not 600,000. Not 6 million. Not 60 million, or even 600 million, not 6 billion, billion with a B, I said only 6,000. How do I get 6,000 years? I will tell you exactly how I get it. I take this number from the Bible. When I say the earth is a little more than 6,000 years old, I know that immediately puts me in the minority. Maybe you will disagree with me. The reason I am in the minority comes down to this. As a Christian who believes the Bible is God's holy, inspired, inerrant, and infallible word, I take the Bible literally and I take it seriously. You see, I am bound by what God says to me in the Scripture. The way I look at it, the Creator of the universe, God Himself, who witnessed the creation come into being because He brought it into being, He is the one who knows how old the earth is. So what I am eager to do is to find out how old the earth is from God's perspective. He has the answer I want. All right, where in the Bible does it say this earth is 6,000 years old? Answer, it does not say that explicitly, but it does say so logically and mathematically. A simple calculation reveals the number 6,000 years. There is a reason the all-wise God did not explicitly say, the earth is 6,000 years old. If the Bible did, then it would be way out of date by the time we read it. I like the way Christian, engineer, and author Bodie Hodge puts it, quote, of course the Bible doesn't say explicitly anywhere the earth is 6,000 years old. A good thing it doesn't. Otherwise, it would be out of date the following year. But we would not expect an all-knowing God to make that kind of mistake. God gave us something better. In essence, He gave us a birth certificate. Hodge continues, for example, using a personal birth certificate, a person can calculate how old he is at any point. It is similar with the earth. Genesis chapter 1 says the earth was created on the first day of creation. Genesis 1 verses 1 through 5. From there, we can begin to calculate the age of the earth. Unquote. So let's do this calculation now and see what we get. Do not tune me out. This is not rocket science. No PhDs required here. We will simply follow the biblical text as an overview. I will not take time to read each text. You can do that on your own. My goal here is to show you how I get the age of this earth to be about 6,000 years. The genealogies of Genesis chapters 5 and 11 clearly show us there were approximately 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham. In the creation week we read about in Genesis chapter 1, God says He created Adam on day 6. Listen as I do read Genesis chapter 1 and verses 27 and 31. Genesis 1 verses 27 and 31. God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them. God saw all that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning the sixth day. On day 6, a literal 24-hour, morning and evening day, on day 6, God made Adam. Then, by reading Genesis chapters 5 and 11, we learn that there were 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham. Adam, the first man, to Abraham, our man, that we met at the end of Genesis chapter 11. Between these two men, there is a period of 2,000 years. Furthermore, as we continue along in the Bible, we keep doing our math and find out that we can calculate another 2,000 years pass between Abraham and Jesus Christ. So 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham, and 2,000 years from Abraham to Christ makes 4,000 years. And we know there are 2,000 years from Jesus to now, plus, at the time of this recording, 22 years. This is the year 2022. So, I said the earth is a little more than 6,000 years old, and I say a little more than because we are now in the year 2022, making this earth, by biblical calculations, 6,022 years old. That's it. You can think of it simply as this. 2,000 times 3 equals 6,000. 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham. 2,000 years from Abraham to Jesus Christ. And 2,000 years from Jesus Christ to us. 6,000 years. Or to be slightly more precise, 6,022 years. I believe this is how old the earth is, and my source for this calculation is the Bible, which God, through the men he inspired, wrote, and it has been long preserved for you and for me today. Who better to listen to concerning the age of the earth than the Creator God himself? Oh, but this will surprise many of you. Why? Because you are very used to hearing that this earth is billions of years old. Not thousands of years, not even millions with an M. Not millions of years, but you are used to hearing billions of years. That's billions with a B. But tomorrow, let's take up that common accounting. And I hope that you will join us, and you might even consider inviting a friend to join us as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.